line on Zone 105.
Bloodline is meant for an adult audience. Bloodline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Blue.
Bloodline, coast to coast.
Bloodline. Yeah. Pump up that energy. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew.
Transparent.
I know. I'm tired of self. Dr. Drew is a board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Yeah. Didn't get any sleep last night because I ate some, I'm going to figure out the name of it. Some kind of root that Dr. Bruce's friend told me to eat, you know, to make me tired.
It kept you up.
I was up. Slept like hell.
Kava Kava or something like that?
Now, Kava Kava doesn't do it at all. Listen, you know what? Let me explain something, everybody. You know what does stuff? Stuff. Not extract and roots and all this nonsense. All this homeopathic BS and all that. No. It doesn't do it.
Yeah.
It's the difference between jet fuel and your dad's Aquavelva.
Yeah.
Just it don't have the punch, and I need the punch. And it, you know what I'm starting to think?
Huh.
It's not your own personal chemistry. You know, people go, well, Kava Kava doesn't work, but use melatonin. That'll knock you off your feet. And you know my other problem is, too? I'm talking to too many lightweights out there.
You also don't believe stuff.
I don't believe it.
You're not suggestible.
But I have too many people that they're lightweights. You know, go down to Trader Joe's, get the herbal nightcap.
Yeah.
Now just take a half at the beginning, because you take a whole tablet and you may never wake up. You may be put in a coma. 14 bottles later and a bottle of red wine, and I'm sitting there at 3 a.m. masturbating, watching television.
Again?
I'm thinking to myself,
again?
I'm going to kill this person.
Oh my God!
All right, Dr. Drew, board certified physicist.
Yeah,
here we go. Damon.
Yeah.
What's
Adam,
up?
What's up, man?
Hey.
Dr. Drew, how you doing?
Good.
Y'all are great. I love the show.
Thank you.
Adam, I got a question for you, man.
Yeah.
I was listening to you a couple weeks ago, and you were talking about your oral sex techniques.
Yeah.
And I was wondering how you do it. Give us the lowdown on it.
I don't remember what my techniques were, but here they are. I don't remember what I said last time. I didn't know I had any particular technique.
Well, you'll actually put the remote down for a couple minutes, won't you?
I'll use it on the bitch.
That's right.
Or put it down.
Or put it down.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Here's the deal, Damon. It varies from woman to woman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But in general, I think they like a slow, easy sort of... actually, wait a minute. I'm going to take that back. They like a little variety, but they like consistency. Not all over the place. Meaning,
give me your cat analogy.
Here's what I'm saying. You know, certain songs have tempos that shift in the middle of the song, but they don't fly all over the place. They start with one, then they speed up a little, then they slow down, but it stays on it for a little while. Oh, yes, he does. I don't know. I'm too tired to help you.
Yeah, you're right. It's the full moon. We are in the influence
of
something tonight.
We're in trouble already.
Yeah.
Listen, Damon.
Yeah.
Okay, here's all I want to say. Find that clitoris and stay on it. Stay on it like a cornerback in the NFL stays on a wide receiver.
Not too rough. Not too firmly.
Stay consistent and keep your eyes open. Let me tell you something. I know I've told this story before,
but it
bears repeating. Well, I don't mean that literally.
Pay attention.
Here, my grandfather used to do this trick.
Oh.
He'd do this thing where he sodomized me.
Mm-hmm.
No. He'd do this thing where he'd tell someone to, like, pick an object, like, in the room, like a lamp or something like that, right? You wouldn't tell him what it was. And then he'd hold your hand, and he would guide you to it.
The
trick was is you would guide him to it by just subtle pieces of pressure you'd put on him one way or the other.
Right.
He could figure out through the slight touch of your hand and the way your body worked and stuff, and he'd mysteriously guide people to the object they'd picked 5 minutes earlier.
He was like a Ouija board.
That's right. Hungarian Ouija board. That's what you need to be like when you're downstairs. She's not going to smack you in the side of the head and go harder this way or pull up or do that. She's not going to grab a tuft of your hair. that she's going to very subtly let you know what feels good. And your job is to be like my grandfather when he was alive, feeling the slight variations, the very subtle directional
changes.
When
he did that with you, would you try like...
Danielle, you're getting hot when I'm telling you about this, aren't you?
Would you try to relax your hand? Would you just sit there and just go concentrate?
You try, but listen, all those kind of tricks, whether it's the Ouija board or whenever someone says, pick something and you're going to find it for me or I'm going to find it for you, it's all based on where you're looking, what you're doing, and all the unconscious sort of body language you have. You know what I'm saying?
Even if you're trying consciously to override.
It probably makes it worse.
Yeah.
Stacy?
Yes.
You're 32.
Okay.
Let's go. Go ahead.
I have a 14-year-old son who, he has a mentality of an 8-year-old. We've had him tested.
Why?
And he walks into the room.
Why does he have that?
What, the mentality of an 8-year-old?
Right.
I don't know that they've just tested him. He just acts like he's 8.
Wait. He has the IQ of an 8-year-old?
Yes.
And you haven't asked the question why that happened to him?
No, what I'm wondering is why
Why does he have an IQ of an 8-year-old? What's the problem?
He just doesn't understand anything.
Does he have a neurologic problem? Does he have a medical problem?
Hold on. The acorn don't fall too far from the tree.
I see.
Let me try that one out on Stacy. Stacy?
Yes.
Acorn don't fall too far from the tree?
Right.
You know what that means, baby?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe there's a little that
going on. Try another parable.
Well,
I have a problem. I don't understand how to straighten it out.
Okay, but what Drew's asking is there a medical diagnosis
that rendered him underdeveloped?
He has bipolar disorder.
Okay.
Now we're
getting warmer.
Getting warm, yeah.
Anything else? Attention deficit or reading disorders or learning problems, learning disorders?
He's in special ed in school.
Okay, so he has some sort of learning disability.
Yeah.
All right.
And he's bipolar. And did anything happen to him? Was he head injury, trauma, anything?
No, I divorced his father because he, was beating on everybody.
So his dad beat the crap out of the kid?
Yeah.
And were you doing drugs or anything when you were pregnant?
No.
Anybody doing what?
No, not at all.
You waited till after you gave birth to do heroin?
No, I didn't do heroin. I smoked weed.
Yeah.
Would you smoke weed when you were pregnant?
No.
All right. Well, what are you doing now? You must be smoking weed or something, right?
Well, yeah, I am now.
All right.
Well, my problem is why does he keep dropping his doors in front of people and asking them why he's got hair between his legs?
Uh-oh.
Well, have you tried explaining to him why?
Yeah, I even got a book from the psychiatrist.
Good, and how do you take that?
Went through the stages with him, and he still does it in front of people. Company.
Hmm.
Yeah, but what kind of company?
My sister, my niece and nephews.
Oh.
All right, well.
Yeah.
So he's 14. He drops his drawers and asks why there's hair between there?
Yeah.
Hmm. And how old are your nieces and nephews?
They range from 16 to 8 years old.
Okay.
Just be careful. There's really no telling what other impulses he might be having difficulty containing.
Oh, baby.
Right.
And it is part, no doubt, of this neuropsychiatric delay he's got or disorder.
Right.
And it does not specifically sound like a bipolar symptom, but really, boy, I think you'd want to have him neurologically testing to see why his impulse control and his judgment is so impaired.
Okay.
Hey, Stacy, you have any other kids?
Yeah, I have a 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty normal.
He's a guy.
Yeah, he's the guy.
All right. Here's our plan, Stacy. I would look at it as a coup if only one of your sons ended up in jail.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
You think we could meet that lofty goal?
Yeah.
Only 50% of your offspring ends up incarcerated?
Well, my 12-year-old's already been incarcerated.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Stacy, listen to me, you weedaholic. Hey, listen to me, Mama Screwball.
Evil pot-smoking handjobber.
You?
Where did that come from?
I don't know, but I like that. Evil pot-smoking handjobber. Who said that? Who is that, Anderson?
Who was it?
It wasn't me, was it?
Jimmy's Chicken Shack.
Oh, Jimmy's Chicken Shack. Wow. And Anderson, he's like an idiot. Idiot. No, I was going to say savant, but I threw another idiot on it. He's like an idiot savant.
But he's an idiot.
Right.
Adam, shut up.
Stacy.
Yes.
Listen to me. If one of these kids hurts another human being, I'm holding you responsible.
It won't happen.
Start mothering. Stop smoking the weed. Stop medicating yourself and start mothering. Would you please? I understand you're trying, but you got to start trying harder and put down the weed.
I don't smoke weed around my kids.
I don't care.
It's affecting your brain. We can hear it.
You're out of it.
How's that?
You're out of it.
I don't understand what you're saying.
That's
like
the point.
It's like talking to a beanbag.
This is not something to joke about. I'm serious.
You're serious, and I'm serious, too. You sound out of it. You understand?
I'm not, that's right.
Because of the pod.
Thank you.
What?
Do you want to help us illustrate our point any better? Stacy.
It's not because of the pod. I didn't smoke weed when I was pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Hey, Stacy. I'm saying now you're smoking weed.
The way you're thinking, the difficulty you have comprehending simple English that we're speaking is the result of long periods of exposure to weed.
Okay.
And it's
going
to make you have difficulty motivating. It's going to make you depressed and anxious, and you're not going to be able to do your job of mother.
Right.
I have no problem doing my job as a mother. I have a full-time job. I'm not on welfare or anything
Stacy,
like that.
Stacy, you got a 12-year-old that's already been in jail. How good a job are you doing? You getting a citation from the state?
It's not my fault that he went to jail. It was his father's fault.
Okay, baby. All right. You keep weaving that magic.
Yeah, I was at work, and he got arrested for breaking a window.
Okay. You're doing a wonderful job. You stay with it. And smoke more pot. You'll be even a better mother, according to your logic, right?
No.
Okay. Listen, can we have her sterilized? I hate to sound like the world's biggest prick, and I know she married a jackass and all that, but Mama, that's Mama Roach right there, everybody. Hey, you want to know where unemployment, you want to know where crime, you want to know where everything's coming from? Let's talk to Stacy. Got a 12-year-old, already been in the pokey. This is where it's coming from, everybody. That's it. That's the only answer you need to know right there. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What the hell was that?
That was God paying you back for taking Stacy. Right. Hey, you know what happened to me tonight?
Uh-oh.
For the first time in my life, I tuned into Jeopardy during the final question. I got it right, and none of the three eggheads
what
got it right.
Question?
It's the only time this has ever happened, and it's the only time it's ever going to happen.
What was the question?
The question was...
About building.
No.
Wood.
No. This is why I got it right, because none of the three people, including myself, knew the answer. So it was a pure sort of logic question.
What was the question? What was the category?
It was like an IQ type question.
What was the category?
I don't know what the category was. I tuned in...
What was the question?
After the question.
The answer.
After the question, or the answer. The question was, or the answer was, or let's not get mired in that mess. And I'm paraphrasing, but this person flew his 767 back to his home, and the plane was dubbed Shepherd One. Who was this person? And that's all we had to go off of.
Okay.
And I don't know what the category was.
Alan Shepherd?
So that was all their guesses.
Yeah.
But I said the Pope.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Very good.
Because that was a Jeopardy question. It was based solely on logic and not on knowledge.
Was it S-H-E-E-P? How does Shepherd spelled? No, seriously.
Are you kidding? I don't know.
Okay.
I think one T. Hey, Kevin?
Yeah.
You're 22.
Pope flew it himself?
Well, no.
See, that's where it screws you up. You think you really got in his own plane?
No, you know what screws you up? You know what I realize screws you up about that question? Flew home. When you think home, you think USA. And so someone says someone flew a 767 home. You think when you hear the word home, you think where you are.
Yeah.
You don't think Rome.
Here's my head went. My head went, shepherds, who can fly a plane? And what famous person can fly a plane and can afford his own plane to fly to his own house?
Well, all right. Not to his own house.
Home. Took it home.
Yeah, he didn't land on his driveway, you idiot. Kevin?
Yeah.
You're 22.
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, me and my girl have been together for about a year and a half now. And, you know, sex was, like, all the time. But, you know, 2 weeks ago I proposed to her, and now she's like, she wants to wait and not have any until we get married. But that's, like, another year and a half away. So.
You have a famous statement about this decision, right?
I do.
For religious reasons, he wants to wait till you're married?
No. Yeah. What do you mean? You've been banging the bejesus out of her for the last 6 months, right?
It's not me. It's her.
Religious, though. It's religious reasons in spite of having...
I know it's not you. It's her. But, I mean, you've been having sex with her for the last year, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to pose the question again. If it's for religious reasons, why is she letting you have sex with her for the last year in the first place?
I don't know. I guess because she didn't think it was, you know...
Hold on a second.
As you, Adam, have put it in the past.
What is it, Son of Tard night?
It's full moon night.
Jesus.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
They took us away all of the brains of the people who call this goddamn show. Who were you just talking to, that crazy pot-smoking witch who was with her kids? Couldn't even get a point across to her.
Evil pot-smoking hand jobber.
Hey, Kevin?
Yeah.
All right, listen. Here's what you got to do. You know what you got to do? You got to pretend like you're okay with it, like you're on board with it, like it's cool with you, like you respect her. But hey, I respect you and your retarded religious ideology. So we'll go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And just play cool. Then you just start watching TV and start feeding booze to her and you nail her. That's the way it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great, Kevin. That's nice.
Listen, the worst thing you can do as a guy is start arguing with a woman over sex like at noon on a Tuesday.
Forget it.
You know, in the lunchroom at work. And guys do this all the time. What do you mean you're holding out until we're getting married? We're not getting married for another 18 months. Oh, goddamn. Come on. How about BJ's? What's going on? Hey, hand me that egg roll, would you?
Yeah.
And they start talking, and it's high noon, and they're standing under fluorescent lighting, and it never goes right. Listen,
you want
to me.
A blowjob or do you want a girlfriend?
Now, this is something that...
BJ, but listen, guys. Here's how women work. Women say a lot of things, so A, they can hear themselves saying it, and then B, so their friends can hear them saying it when they repeat it to them later on.
Mm.
I told him we were not having sex. They do all this. Your job is not to talk them out of it during that point because they don't want to do it. They just want to hear themselves say it. They want to make this proclamation. So your job is to go along with the proclamation. Oh, and make it your idea. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to say something. Fantastic. And I might toss oral sex onto that. Fine. But don't do anything. You got to be cool for a couple days. Then you guys go out. You rent a movie. You're sitting around. Hey, want a little more Crown Royal in that Coke? Fantastic. Next thing you know, pow.
You make it like diet, too. Like
Diet Coke?
No, just like it functions like a diet. Like, all right, tomorrow we'll start.
Right, yeah, right. Tomorrow. Yeah. Listen, right. Good point.
You're right. You slip. Oh, it's no big deal. I'm with you. We'll start tomorrow.
Quick, before midnight, because we're on a military clock. Mike.
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah. Man, I'm having problems with my girl. We've been together for 2 years now. And before then, I mean, I was living a good life, and she was. But then she moved out. Her mom came and picked her up and flew her to Connecticut. So.
Well, you were doing what?
You were living a good life.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Like, she was doing what she wanted to do with her dad, but then, you know, they got home and they got into arguments. And now she's living with her mom.
In Connecticut?
Yeah.
And where are you living?
With her in Connecticut.
Where are you living?
With her in Connecticut.
Oh, you're both in Connecticut?
Yeah.
And you're living with mom?
Yeah.
And how old is she?
17.
How do you support each other?
We got a kid.
Oh.
So that's why I'm here.
Right. But do you love her?
Yeah, man.
You do?
I do.
What do you do for a living?
I work at the grocery store.
All right. Uh-huh. You check her? What do you do? You're in the back?
Nah, produce.
Produce?
All right.
Not a bad gig. You hose down the vegetables?
I ice them.
You ice them down?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Good boy.
Why are the green bell peppers?
Yeah.
They're like a nickel a piece, and then the orange ones are $18.50 a piece. How does that work? How does the same goddamn pepper cost another $15?
With red dye.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What is up with that? They're so much better, though.
No.
They are. No, they are. They are.
The red ones are so much better.
The red ones and the yellow ones or the orange ones are so much better than the green ones, but the grocers know it, man. And the other ones are nickel, and these are $14, I swear to God. Am I right, Mike?
Yeah.
And why is that? Do you know?
I'm not sure, though, but I think this stuff all the time.
Good. I like someone that takes a little pride in their work.
He's thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I could do 20 minutes on the fall of nectarines in my lifetime. Nectarines used to be a good fruit, and somehow they turned into meal. They turned mealy or something.
Oh.
They cross-generated or pollinated, or there's too much genetics going on with them or something. They went bad. All right, but Mike?
But the peach is still good.
Peach is better. What other produce question do you have?
Tangelo.
Do you guys carry tangelos?
Nah, we're out of that. I don't know what a pie is.
Yeah.
That's what the word is.
What kind of papaya? Hawaiian papaya?
Papaya is solid.
Mexican papaya?
Let me ask you a controversial question.
Okay.
I think hard. Has anyone under 70 ever bought a beet, to your knowledge? It's not, that's something like a 14-year-old buys with a skateboard in one arm, right? Beets? Going on a beet run? I'm the only guy I know who likes beets under 70.
What?
You like beets?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
50-year-old man.
How dare you?
Today.
A 50-year-old man bought beets?
Yeah.
He was buying it for his grandmother.
He said he didn't want to get shot by his wife.
What?
All right. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
All right, listen. You sound like a decent guy. Here's what you got to do. Don't have any more kids for a while.
He hasn't asked a question.
I don't know.
What's your question?
I don't need it. I don't need it.
What is your question, Mike?
My girl wants me to change my lifestyle.
Well, what? You're working? What are you doing wrong?
I'm into drugs.
Oh.
I drink alcohol now and then because I think I deserve it to myself.
What?
And
sure.
She goes to church a lot. She says that I should be there.
What drugs are you into? Every day?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, Mike.
Well,
here's the deal. It's all right to do some stuff sometimes, but you're smoking a little too much weed. Okay? And you're a father. All right? And you got to start making responsible decisions. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know she's asking you to stop smoking the weed because you do smoke a decent amount of it.
Here's something
you
more.
You got to get back
maybe
on that
some
weed.
More motivation for you. Do you want to be in the grocery business rest of your life? Yeah.
No, not a farmer.
And I'll tell you, the rest, I deal with marijuana users all the time, and the most significant impairment they tend to get is in work. And it always comes out as an inability to initiate change. They can't ever get that resume together. They can never go on. They just have inertia
right.
from the pot. And you're going to be sitting in the produce department at 70 eating beets.
Hold on a second. What is it? Mike? Mike, what color are you?
What color am I?
Are you black?
Yep.
Yeah, you'll be the only black-green grocer in the United States at 75, and all your homies will be making fun of you.
I'll get a trophy, though.
You'll be the black Joe Carcione. Yeah, you will. You will get the presidential only black-green grocer in the United States award, which is given out
you know what?
Once a year.
Mike, you got a lot on the ball. Don't squander. It sounds like your girl's in good shape. And
yeah.
You really got a lot going on. Don't mess it up. Now you're 19.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll talk to Matthew with dots on his penis after this.
Oh yeah, everybody now.
Love Line will be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Hey dude, are you like the librarian?
Oh yeah, man.
Any good reading material in here?
Yeah, man, but it's Friday night, man. What are you doing here?
Oh man, the bank's closed and I can't cash my check.
Well, let me tell you a story, son.
Well,
Money Express will cash my check 24 hours?
Oh, that's right, man, but keep it down. This is a library.
24 hours a day, New Money Express will cash your check. Plus Verizon, formerly AirTouch, prepaid cell phones. No contract, no credit check. Featuring MoneyGram International Money Transfers, just as fast as Western Union and costs a lot less. You can save up to $5 every time, and that includes a free 3-minute domestic phone call. New Money Express, your 24-hour, 7-day-a-week check cashing experts. Open 24 hours at 108 East Lake Street, Minneapolis, and long hours at 785 East 7th Street, St. Paul, based on 215-2000 regular domestic fee comparison.
When someone makes you an offer, either you want it and take it, or don't want it and don't take it. Of course, there are those you want and don't take, and those you don't want but take anyway. And who could forget the offers you never wanted, said no to a million times, but they give it to you anyway. As for me, I stick to the ones I want and need. Like this one from Xerox.
Now get a Xerox Document Center 332 digital copier, including everything. Lease, service, supplies, and 10,000 copies for only $349 a month. Just call 1-800-ASK-XEROX.
Everything you need for one low price. That's my kind of offer.
The Document Center copies 32 pages per minute, is networkable, easily upgrades to print, scan, and fax, and comes with a Xerox Total Satisfaction Guarantee. Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX for the Document Center right for you.
With Xerox, you get everything. also known as the outbeat, kicking myself if I don't call offer.
Based on 60-month lease. See restrictions at Xerox.com/DOC.
Join Zone 105's Tim Connolly with the Zone Files.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files.
Tim takes you behind the scenes and talks to and about your favorite Zone artists. Plus, Tim is your inside connection on everything Hollywood has to offer. And we mean everything. The Zone Files, heard daily on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Hey, Loveline. Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. We're getting a little philosophical tonight, so I got a question for you there, Drew.
Yeah.
And any garbage men that may be listening to this show.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Well, let's see. What is it, 10:30?
Mm-hmm.
So we're about, just about 8 hours away from the garbage guy pulling up in front of the house. But let me tell you this, because he comes about 6:24 to 6:27 on Fridays. Now, a couple of questions. Last week, they came on Saturday. The reason they came, the garbage man came on Saturday,
they missed
because
Monday.
It was Labor Day,
yeah, right.
And they missed Monday.
Yeah.
And everyone goes along with that math.
Right.
So that you go, oh, okay, well, yeah, they didn't work on Monday, so they got to come on Saturday.
Right.
But now, how do they squeeze? You know, now they're coming Friday again. Don't they still have to squeeze something, or are they just work an extra Saturday? That's what happened.
It seemed to me that it was a different crew that came by our place on Saturday.
How would you know?
Because I was out running. I made note of the same thing. I thought, garbage man. First I went running, I thought, everybody's trashed that on Saturday.
Out running? What time's your garbage man show up?
Afternoon, late afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
somewhere around, hour or two before the mailman.
Before the mailman, yeah. There's no place on the planet where the mailman gets there before the garbage man. No. My guy comes at 6:20, goddamn 7 in the morning.
Well, no, I'm sorry, man, take it back. That's the recycling guy. It's the recycling guy coming after. But I saw the recycling bins out. I thought, Saturday, oh, okay. And I looked up, and guys I'm not used to seeing came by. I thought they need to hire an extra crew for that Saturday.
The Saturday scam crew.
Yeah.
That's good work if you can get it. And I don't know how it works, but my garbage man, he ain't alive unless he throws that baby in reverse at least once. And let me tell all you young people what kind of utopia this world used to be before that beep sound used to kick in when people threw stuff into reverse. It was the world's greatest. We had a great life. It was goddamn utopia we lived in over here. And now it's me. And I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, I stand by this. If 10 kids a year get run over by something, it's worth it to me to get rid of that beep thing. It really is. That's Darwin, baby. You got an 8-year-old who can't move that big wheel fast enough when the garbage truck is backing up. That's Darwin taking out the garbage.
Maybe you abandon the plans for Boobville and just head right into Adamtopia.
Let me tell you, when I'm in power...
In Adamtopia,
when you throw something in reverse, there's going to be two beeps. And if you can't shake your fat, retarded ass by beep number two, you're dust. And I'm fine with that. Because I don't want to live in a world where one day you're driving the truck. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Matthew?
Yes?
I like the guys who throw it in reverse and then go do something. Get out, go get a cup of coffee or something. We had to get out of our office once. We're having a meeting and go down the street and tell the truck guy, hey, if you ain't actually moving when you're in reverse, you just threw it in reverse and you've been parked here for about 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Take the thing out of reverse.
Oh, boy.
Okay, sir. Matthew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
On my penis, I have these, like, little red dot-looking thingies that, like, if I scrub them too hard in the shower, not really, like, hard, just do it, just scrub them. They'll start to bleed afterwards, not like gushing, just like if I put like a napkin to it, it shows like the marks of it.
Where are these things?
Well, my penis, like soft, honestly, is about 2.5 inches, and they're about an inch below that, and hard is like 5.5 to 6 inches. It grows.
Is there volume?
The big blood.
Is there volume? Volume measurements?
So hold on, let me get this straight. It's smaller when it's soft?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's about
fascinating
when it gets thick. I haven't like fully gone through puberty yet, so that might affect it.
Yeah, don't count on a thing. You may squeeze another I'd say 3:30 seconds out of that putt before you hit the grave.
Now, yeah. Where are these things?
They're like, let me look at it. Hold up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, hold up.
They're about
halfway down.
They're about an inch, they're like just right above like the testicle, kind of like an inch above the testicle when it's sagging.
Right, and they're on the all the way around?
No, they're just like on the left and right side.
And when you scrub them, they scrape off.
Well, I don't like scrub them, just like yeah, kind of like that. Though it scrapes off, and then like it hurts like crap with the soap when it gets on it.
Yeah, you use the word scrub, Matthew, not Drew. Just repeated it. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't like scrub it hard. I just kind of like go over it.
Right.
You know?
Why don't you give it a break?
Okay.
I don't know what that is, but it
sounds like it's
Is he sexually active?
No. Does he sound like he's looking light?
No, I'm a virgin.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Matthew, you're fine.
You're
not humping anything weird around the house?
No.
Nothing?
No. Will it just, if I just quit doing that, will it go away?
Doing the scrubbing?
Well, not scrubbing, just like washing it hard.
Yeah, it should. It should settle down. Okay. It may just be the pearly papules that he's scraping off.
Yeah. You do what I do. You soak your penis in woolite.
Okay.
Woolite?
Yeah.
That's a new solution for you.
That's for your delicates.
Huh?
You soak it. Yeah, I soak my penis. I don't actually scrub it down.
I see.
I don't look at it like a van going through a car wash. I look at it as like a fine Angora sweater.
Ah, woolite.
Except for less hairy.
Hmm.
Nikki?
Yes?
You're 21. What's up?
Hi. I've been with my boyfriend for about 2.5 years. And in the beginning of the relationship, we had a really good sex life, and recently, about like the last 6 months, it's gone to basically nothing, and I have no desire for sex whatsoever, and I feel really bad because, you know, he's putting up with it, he's being really good about it, and I just feel kind of guilty, and I just can't get myself to do anything.
Are you on any medication?
No, not at all.
Birth control pills?
Nope.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
How's he doing? Is he treating you right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you into the relationship?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
He's very sweet, very funny. Everything's fine.
Sweet. Your gay uncle's sweet, too. Do you have a gay uncle?
Yeah, I do.
How weird is that?
What's his name? Herman?
Herbie. No, it's not.
No? Is there an H in there?
No.
Okay. I just had a feeling. Sweet spirit.
Thank you, sweet spirit. Yeah.
Anyway, Nikki?
Yeah.
You really think you're in love with this guy?
Yeah, I know I am.
We don't buy it.
We don't. He's treating you right, and you've dried up. What's up?
It's not so much that I've dried up, if you will, but, you know, because once we get started or whatever, if that actually happens, then I'm into it, but... Other than that, I just don't ever think about it. I haven't.
All right. You don't instigate it, but when does he instigate it?
Yeah.
How often?
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of given up recently because I turn him down a lot of the times.
Ooh.
I know, but I thought you said once you get going.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said.
If she lets him get going.
Yeah.
She shuts him down a lot.
And I haven't even masturbated in probably 8 months.
Do you have any medical problems?
No. Not that I know of.
You've been depressed?
No.
Sleeping okay?
Yeah.
Pack any weight on?
No.
No over-the-counter anything?
No, I'm completely drug-free.
You want to marry this guy?
Eventually, not anytime soon, but yeah.
Hmm.
How about tossing him a BJ every once in a while?
You know, that's the thing. I try to think of these neat, fun things that I could do.
Yeah.
But then I would just rather watch TV or...
Well, listen, he'd rather get a BJ.
Well, obviously...
Listen, do you have a job?
Yeah.
Why? You'd rather watch TV?
Well, because I like to eat.
Okay. Do you exercise?
No.
Good. Thanks for making my point. All right, here's my point. I'm saying you do a whole bunch of ass in your life that you don't really want to do.
Basically.
Okay? Give him a BJ for 5 minutes.
Okay.
If you love him that much.
Is there any, like, female Viagra or...
Yeah, there is, but you need a medical evaluation to see if there's something that's...
Really?
You're menstruating normally?
Yeah.
Yeah, just to make sure there's not something medical triggering this. Oh, my God. Here we go.
Oh.
No.
Oh, man. No, that's not so good. Nah, that's not what it was.
I feel like I just missed something.
Yeah, you did. I let a big fart go.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, for real turnoff.
Maybe this will do it for her.
Yeah.
Hey, hang on a second. Look, Nikki, in our experience, if it's not a medical problem, you're not depressed, you're not on medication, then it's about the relationship for a woman.
Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. Okay, hypothetical. You're in love with somebody. You want to marry this person. This person treats you like a queen. But for some unknown reason, your sex drive is shut off. But you really love this guy. He's a great guy. And you know he misses the intimacy desperately, and he'd like some contact. Give him a BJ, wouldn't you?
Yeah, women have a... Women,
I know.
That's where they work.
Listen to me, you screwballs.
Yeah.
You give the guy a BJ. If he's a great guy and you love him and you got a problem, give him a BJ. Do you know what percentage men... what percentage of stuff you actually want to do with your wife and what percentage of stuff you end up doing? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Here's what I'm saying. All men do is stuff they don't want to do with their wives.
I mean, like...
Everything.
Oh.
All of it. Every time you guys leave the house together, he don't want to go.
I see what you mean.
Every place you go.
With any relationship, both sexes do that.
No. Women don't. Women want you to go. Here's the difference between men and women. Guy goes out, guy wants to go alone. Girl goes out, wants the guy to go with him.
Women go out.
Wherever. Whether it's shopping, whether it's to the car wash, even to the movies.
Okay.
Sometimes even to dinner. That's it. That's all you need to know. Everything we do, we don't want to do. Okay? But what we do want is a little BJ every once in a while. Now, it's time for you to do something you don't want to do.
Mm.
We pretend like we want to do it, so you think we want to do it because we don't want to get into trouble. I've had many, many an argument with many a girlfriend, which is basically me saying, listen, I know one of your sorority sisters is getting married in Laguna Niguel. I really don't want to go. But I'll tell you, I'll go. I just don't want to go. I'd much rather stay home, but I will go if you want me to go. That's not a good angle. You have to pretend like you want to go. And even if they know you don't want to go, it don't matter. You're going.
There we go.
True, your wife knows you don't want to go anywhere, right?
Sure.
And you go. And she gave a rat's ass whether you really want to go or not, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does that work?
But I mean, again, I think that goes both ways. No, I think...
Wait. How dare you? Have you ever asked a wife, girlfriend, or relationship to go somewhere with you that you clearly knew she didn't want to go to?
Oh, I'm sure I have.
You have?
I'm sure I have.
Big pussy. Really?
I'm sure I have.
Why? Why did you want
them to go with me?
Why would you want them to go if they didn't want to go?
Well, for instance, my schedule's so screwed up that it's a way to spend time with someone.
Yeah, they don't want to be there.
Yeah, they don't really want to go to that thing, but, you know, come on.
Right.
I haven't seen anybody.
David?
Hello?
You're 15.
Yeah, I got a couple questions, actually.
Yeah.
My parents, they smoke pot.
Yeah.
And me and my sister, we both know about it. And we, like, confronted them before, and they said how they don't think it's wrong and everything. And
how often are they doing it?
Pretty often.
Yeah. Well, no. It's not wrong, but it's going to hurt them. Wrong, right?
What do they do? Do they function okay?
Oh, yeah. My mom goes to work every day and everything. And before, because my dad has brain cancer. And before...
Why?
Yeah.
Why would he do, you know, primary brain tumor?
I've never heard that.
And the tumor started in the brain?
It hasn't spread to anywhere else.
How long has he had it for?
I want to say like close to 5 or 6 years.
Wow. Okay.
And right now it started off benign and then went malignant.
Now wait a minute. Is that having a brain tumor? And is that the same as having brain cancer?
Well,
to me, brain cancer is a death sentence.
Well, because the head is a closed space, anything growing in there is the
cancer.
Controls cancer, you know,
yeah,
basically.
Right, but most of the time when you hear about someone having brain cancer, they're dead in 6 months, right?
Mm,
no?
Not certain types. Certain
not really. He at first it was benign, then he had some surgery, grew back, he had another surgery, then grew back, he had radiation, grew back, he had chemotherapy, he stopped that halfway through because it was making him sick and everything, and then now that's where it stands right now. They can't operate on him.
You see, because they can't operate, they're just considering
him. What?
I see.
He keeps coming back.
Okay, listen, David.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, and this goes out to everyone with brain cancer. So feel free to smoke weed. I'm not going to tell people with brain cancer what to do.
No. That's the thing. I don't think it's... Because they've talked to us before. They told us, like, they'd rather have us come... They told me and my sister they'd rather have us come home stoned than drunk.
Yeah, but again, if you're really concerned about this, leave him alone.
My kid be bi than gay.
Go to Alateen. Okay, David, seriously. Go to Alateen. What they're doing is not wrong, but it's not healthy, and it's going to affect their relationship with you. It's going to affect you in ways that they don't understand. But if you go to Alateen, it'll give you a chance.
No, the good news is he won't smoke weed.
I don't think so. Yeah, he'll do cocaine instead. You see what I'm saying?
All right. Oh, I see. Yeah, that's bad.
If he has the chain.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. I'm going to get the truth out of Drew during the break.
About what?
As to where he's ever wanted to go with his wife. And we'll be back after this.
Love Line. We'll be right back. Call
on
the
1-800-LOVE-191. Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on The Zone 105.
Well, we can all feel a little better about the world we live in. There's now an adult bookstore in Minneapolis that doesn't make you feel like you've walked into a sleazy dungeon complete with sticky floors and 20-year-old merchandise. They're called Lickety Split, and recently they were chosen by City Pages as the Twin Cities' premier adult book and video store. But you probably knew that. After all, adult entertainment is the in thing these days. And Lickety Split is a big reason why. The store is extremely clean and well-lit, making you feel comfortable while you shop to satisfy your wild cravings. They have an extensive collection of magazines, toys, and videos, including novelty items for everyone. Lickety Split also has an excellent selection of sexy clubwear and dancewear for amateurs and professionals. Open 24 hours, Lickety Split is located next to Rick's Cabaret at 251 3rd Avenue South. Parking is convenient and nearby. Let your daddy's dirty little bookstore rest in peace. Lickety Split is the adult adventure store for your generation.
Hey, Dieter, are you like the librarian?
Oh, yeah, man.
Any good reading material in here?
Yeah, man, but it's Friday night, man. What are you doing here?
Oh, man, the bank's closed. I can't cash my check.
Well, let me tell you a story, son.
Well, the money express, baby. They're open all the time. 24 hours to cash your check. I'm pumping the money express, baby.
The money express will cash my check 24 hours?
Well, that's right, man, but keep it down. This is a library.
24 hours a day, New Money Express will cash your check. Plus, Verizon, formerly AirTouch, prepaid cell phones. No contract, no credit check. Featuring MoneyGram International Money Transfers, just as fast as Western Union and costs a lot less. You can save up to $5 every time, and that includes a free 3-minute domestic phone call. New Money Express, your 24-hour, 7-day-a-week check cashing experts. Open 24 hours at 108 East Lake Street, Minneapolis, and long hours at 785 East 7th Street, St. Paul, based on 215-2000 regular domestic fee comparison.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
Yeah, you forgot, huh?
No, I just said to Drew, hey, where's Ann been all week? And he went, who? It was a great piece of real comedy. Unintentional, because it came from Dr. Drew. I was asking where producer Ann has been all week. I don't know. We don't communicate that much. She'll tell me that she told me that she wasn't going to be in all week, although she never told me that. But it doesn't matter. Show runs itself. I'm thinking of not showing up. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew over there. Adam Carolla over here. And let's hop back on the phones and speak to Stacy, who's 21. Stacy?
Hey.
What's up?
I was calling because sex has been painful for me with my boyfriend.
Always?
Well, we've only had sex twice, and it's been about probably 2 years before that since, and that was a bad experience.
That was with somebody else?
Yeah.
And it was a rape?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
And had you been raped ever before that?
No.
Any unpleasant sexual experiences prior to that?
No.
What happened with the rape?
It was a camping trip. With lots of alcohol involved.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember how I said the camping should be changed to raping?
Humping. Was that what you call it?
No, I think it was raping. Thanks, Doug. Raping. We'll have a raping stove. That'll be a little stove that runs off of propane. The raping grounds, the name of it. Rape counselor. Wait a minute, camp counselor. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
So I didn't know if it was like... Really
cabins would be known as rape booths. rape sheds. Well, who you went camping with a bunch of guys?
Guys and girls, but this particular guy had like he had his own tent. They were all friends, and I was kind of like as friends with the other females that were there.
And not with the guys?
Yeah.
And so what happened?
Well, I was very intoxicated, and he was warned both by his friends and my friends that I didn't want to do anything, obviously, and that he shouldn't. And then before I had gotten overly drunk, I told him that under normal circumstances, I wouldn't, you know, do anything like that. And so I just wanted that to be clear because he had been hitting on me all night. And,
right. You didn't have any interest in him.
Right. Exactly. Uh-huh. Right. And so I told him, you know, I just want to be clear that I don't want anything to happen. And what ended up is that he said, well, let me just take you back. And this time I was too drunk to think clearly. And
do you drink excessively regularly?
Not terribly.
So did you ever bring any charges against him?
No.
Must have been a nice, comfortable experience making the huevos rancheros over the fire with the big iron skillet about 8:45 the next morning with the sun shining.
It's not the most comfortable thing, no.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, well, that's what you get for going on a raping trip.
Yeah.
Well, now you're having pain with intercourse, at the time you initiate the penetration, or with
your parents ever take you raping when you're a kid, Drew?
Not raping, no.
Hmm. What's that, Stacey?
Well, it's when it goes deep. Like I feel really bad for him because it's like once it gets more, I guess, faster or whatever. I don't tell him, but he can tell that it's painful.
Yeah. What if you get on top and set the tempo?
That's good. It's just we've been frustrated both times because it hasn't really produced anything. And we can't do a whole lot because once it gets a little more excited, I guess, it just gets way uncomfortable and I have to stop.
And have you seen a doctor since you had that rape?
No.
Have you ever had a pelvic exam?
Once.
How long ago?
I was 18.
All right, so it's time to do that again, right?
Yeah.
There's no telling what the pain could be due to. You could have infection in there from that rape. You could have... I mean, endometriosis, infection in the tube, ovarian cysts, there's lots of things that can cause pain with deep penetration, but it needs
never,
to be checked out.
Never going to let my kids go camping.
Oh, yeah. I've decided that.
No way.
Yeah.
I've said this many times. I stand by it. If I took my grandmother camping, I would nail her.
You didn't do it, did you?
No, that's why I'm not going camping with her.
Just grandma.
You have sex with who you take camping.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the unwritten law. Done and done.
I wonder if that's...
And guys know it.
I was going to say...
Guys are constantly trying to get girls to go camping with them.
It must be something to do with a change in the female. Because men will just, wherever they have the opportunity, you know what I mean? Why should...
Yeah. You spread a sheet out on your carpet of your apartment, the guy's going to try the same thing.
Right.
Put a mop handle in it, make a tent out of your sheet. The guy's still going
to
try.
Something must happen differently to women.
What happens to women is, A, they get loaded. Here's what goes on when you go camping, or as I like to call it, raping. And I wish the rest of the country would pick up on this and call it raping. You know, like a sporting goods store could be your raping headquarters.
KOA rape rounds?
Rape, right. You could go to Jewish rape or Catholic rape. The word camp and rape, it just have to be swapped. It'd really be a lot better. It gets dark at 7 at night. Now, what time do you normally go to bed, you know, when you're 18, during the summer?
Oh, boy.
Two?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's dark at 7. You got no goddamn TV set. So what are you doing? You start drinking. And you start drinking. And there's a feeling of you're not around. You're out somewhere. And there's a little bit of a sort of dawn of man, commune with nature kind of thing.
Yeah.
You get a little visceral. You're wiping your ass. Wiping your ass with a leaf, you know what I'm saying? You're taking a leak in a stream. You're eating something you caught that day. There's a little bit of a sort of Cro-Magnon man kind of feel, and the women get into that too. And so there's a little that drag you by the hair back to the cave sort of feel. And then you got, you know, but meanwhile you pounded a case of Lucky Lager. And that's it. You're horny out there. Harry?
Oh, yeah.
What woman has ever gone camping with a guy and not had sex? Never happened.
Not ever.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Listen, wait.
That was not a fart.
That was.
That was a fart. Harry, that was no fart.
So?
That was you going,
All right, hold on. We got to go to break.
Imposter. How dare he? Ah, he's gone.
Let me tell you something. When guys fake their farts, they ruin it for all the honest, hardworking guys who fart into phones. Guys like myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was funny when Kennedy was talking about how I farted into her phone machine when I called. I don't even remember doing that.
Hey, it's Adam.
Drew, you can't even make a fart sound. Go ahead. Come on, give me a good one. Oh, he's rolling his sleeve, though. Okay.
No, you're right.
No. That sucked. All right, we'll be back.
Love Line.
1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Well, it doesn't take any great vision to see what is the hottest business and communications opportunity today. A new frontier of commerce has arrived in great force. The Internet. Already, many industries are retooling at a frantic pace to allow their customers a more efficient method of making purchases. As is often the case, technological advances have created a shortage of people who know how to utilize the Internet. There exist excellent employment opportunities for individuals who understand the three elements of e-commerce: creativity, administration, and marketing. A local school, the Minnesota School of Computer Imaging, a division of Minnesota School of Business and Globe College, is now offering a new educational program, e-commerce design, to empower individuals with the knowledge of website development, administration, and e-marketing. If you'd like information about this new e-commerce design program, call 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Or check out their website at msbcollege.com and enter the new frontier.
Visit the Army Reserve Job Bank at www.goarmy.com and hear about jobs in medicine, aviation, or telecommunications. The Army Reserve Job Bank has many jobs in your area. Just plug in your zip code, and you'll find listings for everything from PCs to MPs. Serve as little as 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Learn skills that can help in college or a career. Sound good? It is. The Army Reserve Job Bank. www.goarmy.com. Paid for by the U.S. Army Reserve.
No 105 music.
Living the lost decade with the last decade. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Shundala, shundala, shundala. I'm Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew over there. It's Love Line. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. You know, you used to say shundala, shundala, shundala.
No. Who?
Frank, the born-again Christian I work with at Always Better Closets out there in Burbank.
Yeah, he used to speak in tongues. Too.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was him speaking in tongues. Yeah, it was great.
Is that him?
It was me and Frank and Pogi and Big John.
Everlast.
And Philip. No, Everlast was the guy I cleaned carpets with who murdered a guy in a gay bar. Probably just getting paroled about now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was a great phone message. I went over to my boss's carpet cleaning boss headquarters and listened to Everlast calling from prison. Not Everlast the rapper. Everlast the black guy I used to clean carpets with who... drove about 95 out to Edwards Air Force Base one day with me in the passenger seat, and smoking a joint. I realized he didn't have a license. He was from New York, and then about a week later, walked into some bar on Ventura Boulevard and shot some guy.
Huh?
And basically, it was a phone message on my boss's machine, and it said, "Hey, it's Everlast. I'm in prison, and I need like $100,000 bail. Could you front it for me?" And I thought to myself, "This cheap son of a bitch." Art Fuss, our boss. I'll use your whole name, Art. You can kiss my hairy ass. This son of a bitch didn't even pay driving time.
Where is that guy now, I wonder?
I hope he's rotting in hell.
Yeah, seriously, don't you wonder what happened?
Now he's still doing... Ooh, Everlast or
no,
Art?
Art.
still running a carpet cleaning business. He ripped us all off. Thank God Ray and Chris took him out the night we quit, got him loaded and beat crap out of him with his shoe.
What?
It was great. And then threw his keys up on the roof of some of our
buildings. You've never told this story. What happened?
They took our boss, carpet cleaning, is a nice enough guy, but he was cheap and he ripped us all off. And we're all idiots, and we all got into carpet cleaning out of high school. And he wouldn't pay us driving time, for instance. We'd show up at this guy's apartment at 9 at night and load the van up and then drive over the hill in the van or drive out to Pasadena or drive somewhere like an hour away. And then we'd get to the job at 10:30, and then we'd be on the clock. So you'd leave your house at 8:30, and you're on the clock at 10:30, and then you'd finish up the job at 2 in the morning, and then you're off the clock again while you drove back to his house and unloaded the van. So you're out for 6-7 hours. You get paid for 3.5 hours.
Oof.
And you're getting $6.50 an hour.
Oh.
And you're coming home at 5:30 in the morning, and he's taking taxes out. And you parked the van in the wrong spot on the street, and you got a parking ticket, so that night you broke even.
Oh.
Son of a bitch. Kiss my ass. I'm a millionaire now.
So what happened to...
Take that Polycon and ram it up your ass, Art.
What happened with Chris and Ray?
Soil bust. What?
Chris and Ray?
I took him out drinking the night after they quit, and I got him really loaded and beat him with his loafer. That light beating. And then they took his car keys and threw it up on the balcony of like the...
Did they set out to do this, or was just something that happened?
I think they're playing it by ear. Good. Nate?
Hello.
You're 19.
What's going on?
Nothing.
I think my girlfriend might be sleeping with my ex-best friend. I've been with her for about 2.5 years. Straight out of high school, kind of whatever, got with her in high school. We had a kid together. So I proposed to her after that, asked her to marry me. I'm trying to do the right thing. Things are going really good. I had a friend. I've been friends with him since sixth grade.
Was it a rocket sled that just went through your living room?
I'm actually out on my porch on my cell phone.
I see.
He's a guy on the bayou somewhere. Listen to those crickets.
No. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them out. But anyway, so I had a friend since like sixth grade. He just got out of jail, gave me a call, brought him back into our life, kind of made him feel better about himself, had him come over to our house for dinner, took him out with us, whatever.
Are you married to this woman?
No, I was engaged to her. We had a kid together and all that. We were going to get married, but just hadn't happened yet. So the guy kind of just kept hanging around more and more and more before I knew what they
wait
were.
Wait a minute.
Now, here's the deal.
Okay.
You ask someone to marry you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're engaged to them, right?
Right.
And then you get married.
And then either you get married or the engagement gets broken off or the marriage gets postponed, but you're wording this in a strange way. Did you guys break up?
Well, we're broken up now.
No. You never got around to getting married?
Well, what happened is we had the kid, we had our son, and we were going to get married like a month or two after he was born, but there was some, like, he had some problems with birth. He had to get a surgery on his stomach when he was like 2 months old. It cost us a lot of money, so we really didn't have the money to get married. That's why that never really happened, and we never really wanted to go to Vegas or anything like that to do a, just a overnight wedding type thing. We wanted to go all out and have a nice wedding, but...
Right, all right. So anyway, now you're not married, you're broken up, you guys aren't living together.
Right.
Your son is living with her, and this guy who got out of jail...
Right.
You think is having sex with her.
Yeah.
But you guys are broken up, so what do you care?
Well, at the time, when this first started going on, I started noticing things were happening when we were together. We'd be drinking at my apartment or our apartment or whatever, and he just always wanted to spend the night, and she was always willing for him to spend the night and everything.
Why'd you break up?
What's that?
Why'd you break up?
Because I asked her, to stop seeing him, basically, because it was we'd always fight when he was around. They always wanted to be together all the time, and I felt like I was kind of looking in on the whole thing, so I asked her, this is a problem for me. Let's not see him for a while and try to work on her own thing, and she couldn't accept that.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she's in love with the guy.
Or whatever with him.
Well, there's some more evidence.
Okay. Well, listen. Hold on. Nate.
You broke up.
I know. You found a tumbler of warm semen on the nightstand. Hey, listen, Nate, here's the deal. We don't need any more evidence.
Yeah.
We believe you.
And you did the right thing. You broke up.
You broke up. It's nice that you got this felon, you know, it's going to be stepdaddy to your kid now.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. What was he in jail for?
Meth.
Meth?
Meth. Meth. And he's actually looking at 1 to 5 years now because of some previous charges. He goes to court.
Fantastic.
Is she an addict? Is she doing drugs?
She's not. She's never done anything like that as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we used to smoke pot every once in a while. We'd drink, but nothing that heavy.
All right. All right.
Are you a heavy user yourself?
Of pot?
Anything.
No. Well, pot, I smoked a lot of it back when I first met her, but I've never done meth or anything like that.
All right. So, Nate, here's the deal. You're broken up. She can do what she wants. Sad but true. You're going to have to move on with your life.
Right.
And your only connection is your child now, who you have to take great care of so he doesn't turn into a meth addict.
Okay. I'm having a really hard time with getting on with it, you know.
I know.
It's in my face and all that. And
I know. Hey, it's listen, you're 19. This is what happens.
19.
And this is what happens, everyone, when you have a kid.
Yeah, you don't have
children. You can't get on with it. And I know it's a bitch. And you know what? You're like one good date away from being glad you got away from this crazy bitch.
Right.
I'm telling you, Nate, you can't get drunk and be stupid now. You're dead.
Oh, I know.
You can't go over there. You can't vandalize her car. You can't do all those important things that guys do when you break up. I'm telling you, you'll be better off without her. You just got to stand strong. That's all.
There's a whole ton of literature coming in these days about the long-term impact of broken families. I mean, it's just there are so many profound effects on children. And
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, the meth guy will get paroled again, and he'll come in, and they'll have a wonderful family.
Yeah, we got to do something about these kids.
Hey, listen, guys, not that many of you give a rat's ass about your own kids, but those of you who do, who marry some crazy bitch, or don't get married, and then knock her up, and then she ends up dumping you or cheating on you, and now you're moving out of the house, and you know she's crazy and her daddy was an alcoholic. Think about the folks she's bringing home to be stepdaddy to your kids.
Just around your kids.
Just around. She's 18, 19. She's hanging out with the meth parolee dude.
Yeah, that's cool. It's a big deal, Adam.
That's great.
Come on, Pops. You're not cool.
I remember my mom brought around Zorback, the hippie.
Yeah.
Tried to poison me in the back of his bus.
Yeah. Does your mom ever bring that up? You ever talk to her about that?
What?
To ask forgiveness?
What? He didn't do anything. He just tried to give me carbon monoxide poisoning. That's all.
Yeah.
I fell asleep in the back of Zorback's bus. My mom swung with some hippies back in the day after my dad and her got divorced. Zorback was one of the buddies. And then there was a Happy and Axel. No, wait a minute. Axis. And Sunshine.
Oh, my God.
And Pat. And they'd all sit around and just smoke weed, you know?
Oh.
And one time we were going to go camping. Or raping, sorry. My mom, my sister, and Zorback. And there was a very popular thing to do in the early 70s, which was take
a school bus.
Transportation that was made for other purposes and convert it into a sort of daily commuter.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one guy's driving a mail truck.
Right.
One guy's driving a school bus. My mom drove a half track.
Just witness
my dad drove a troop transport.
Like the Partridge Family cruised around in a school bus.
Right.
That wasn't uncommon.
Happy drove an amphibious landing device. You know, the one they...
The troop transport?
Yeah, Saving Private Ryan. You want to hit the beach at Normandy?
Yeah, yeah.
He drove one of those.
Yeah, nice.
The point is I fell asleep in the back of Zorback's bus all the way out to, God knows, Mount Pinos or something, and the back window was open on his bus. And if you open the back window, try driving around with the hatchback open in your car. All the exhaust, it creates a vacuum. All the exhaust pours into the car. So I just fell asleep and basically got gassed. Thank God they stopped for munchies. They're probably both baked out of their mind.
And then you passed out in the middle of a grocery store, and they just, they had you kick your ass. Like, hey, get your crap together.
I couldn't get it together because I'd had the carbon monoxide poisoning, and they stopped at some gas station or something. I somehow woke up and wandered out of the bus and was wandering through a supermarket, and I couldn't get my feet under me. I went into the bathroom and fell asleep on the floor. And some guy got me up and told me to keep moving. Oh. And you know what was funny? It's like one of these stories where only weird stuff happens when you're stoned.
Yeah.
Like every time I get stoned, something weird happens to me that I realize wouldn't have happened if I wasn't stoned.
Right.
I'm gassed out of my mind on carbon monoxide. I'm like 12, 13 years old. I'm staggering around the supermarket. I'm totally disoriented. Things are like, you know, shadowy and echoey. And some woman comes up to me and hands me like a packet of jerky and asks me if I can open it for her. I'm trying to think, how many times have you been in a supermarket? How many times has someone came to you, handed you something and said, can you open it? And she handed me this, like, packet of jerky, some cellophane thing, and I was wrestling with this thing like I was wrestling an alligator. I was, like, biting on it, chewing. I kept dropping it. She kept, like, handing it to me. I was, like, drooling and dropping it and trying to rip it open again. And I just thought, did she have to ask me to open that when I was gassed up on the carbon monoxide? Yeah. I'm convinced I got brain damage from that, and that's why I didn't go to college.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Eva?
Yeah?
Think of what kind of super genius I would be without that gassing.
Adam Carolla. Super genius.
Yeah, whatever.
Has a ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Think about this. Pot, boxing, football, constant brain trauma, and I'm still a genius.
Yeah.
I would have been a super genius.
Nobody's listening.
Eva?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been going out with my boyfriend for like 4 years, and we've been sexually active for like 3.
How old is he?
He's 21.
How old is he?
He's 21.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
So you were 14, he was 17?
Yeah.
Nice.
No. Yeah. No, we started having sex when I was 15 and he was...
18,
yeah.
Nice. What would you think about one of your 18-year-old peers having sex with a 15-year-old now?
That's bad. Now I think about it and I think it's bad, but I've been with him for a while.
Yeah, but that's the guy. That's your boyfriend.
I know.
That's who he is. He's that guy.
All right, but maybe just maybe you couldn't get laid.
No, he isn't like that, but...
He's a good guy.
Yeah, I love him a lot. But
How many 8-year-olds or 15-year-olds are good guys? Do you know any?
Oh, they're out there.
There's some nice ones.
That date 15-year-olds?
I don't know
about that. Now I think about it because I have a sister who's like around that age, and it's like, oh hell no, she's not going to be with any guy that
thinks. Well, yeah, think about why. Thinks about that. But listen, this isn't 5 or 8 years, Drew. This is fine.
But even the 3-year difference is extraordinary.
All right, let's get on with the question.
Yeah. Well, anyways, just like last, we've been having protective sex for like the whole time, but just like last year, we didn't have anything, and he cummed in me.
Hold on. It's done cummed.
It's what?
It's not he cummed in me. It's he done cummed in me.
He ejaculated in me.
No, I'm sorry. It's he done cummed in me.
He done cummed in me.
Right.
I've never heard of that before. But
well, you weren't an English major like me.
Grammar.
Right. Well, I am right now in college.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
English major.
Yeah.
Mental note. Name of college?
San Diego State.
Kill self if kids end up at San Diego State.
Hey, how many speeches have I given on this show about San Diego State? That is a 4-year junior college over there. Listen, you go to Tijuana, you go 50 miles to the south of Tijuana, the SAT scores are higher. you know what their mascot is over there? Bong. There's a giant bong. His name's Barney the Bong. He runs up and down the sideline. It's one of those. Here's how they made it. They take one of those big, they're called sonnet tubes, or those big round cardboard forming tubes they used to pour cement into and make piers. They painted it black. They painted a water line on it.
Wait a minute, what is black? They put little purple streaks on it.
Purple streaks on it. Guy wears black tights and runs around it.
Has a big purple cape.
Yeah. I hear he sees through the carburetor. Listen, I'm sorry for anyone who goes to San Diego State, but that is not a college. It is not a college. It's a place you go to forget. You know what I mean? It's really like the Foreign Legion for stone teenagers. There's nothing going on in any kind of academic way. You just go to TJ on weekends, get loaded, pick up hookers, and then stumble back to campus. There's nothing going on over there.
English major.
Yeah, he done cummed in me. Okay. Eva?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, he ejaculated me.
So was it Elizabethan and Jacobean theater that you're specializing
in? Seriously, what'd you get on the SATs to get in there?
Oh, don't even ask.
What? Seriously, like a 760?
No. 770
total.
No. Honestly, I got an 820. That was bad.
820 total.
820.
Yeah.
And April. And what kind of, just for kicks, what kind of English are you studying?
Oh, well, my major is English, but I want to change to journalism.
I see.
Oh.
Yeah.
And at what point do they start holding your SAT score against you? You know what I mean?
Well, that was a bad SAT score. They didn't
right.
accept me for my SAT scores. They accepted me for my classes that I took and my GPA and everything.
Wow.
But, I mean, my SAT scores were like nothing to them.
What, does San Diego State have a prep school that they work with?
Actually,
that's an Ensenada?
Actually,
yeah.
All I needed was my GPA to get there.
And again, what's the English you're studying? What kind of English were you interested in?
Well, I want to be a journalist.
Well, what field of English were you studying this year?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm actually in remedial English.
Okay. All right, I feel better about that.
You're so mean to me.
I know, but you're majoring in English, aren't you?
Yeah, but, I mean...
Can you be in a remedial form of the class you major in?
I know, but I'm trying to work up to get a better...
Most schools don't have remedial.
Oh, they don't. Oh, is it remedial because it's English at San Diego State, or do they actually call it remedial? Or is it just remedial because it takes place on that campus?
It's remedial because they make us take a test first before we get there, and if we get a certain score and we don't get, that means that we're not college level, so they prepare us for college level.
Okay.
Right. This is the class that's conducted.
Yeah.
Are you like this? Are you full-blooded American Indian, or what are you? What's your nationality? You are some kind of
Hispanic. Hispanic.
Oh, okay. All right. So you got in on some kind of that kind of thing?
No. I had a good GPA. I took classes.
All right. You'll go fine. Okay. Now listen. So your boyfriend is coming in you.
Yeah. No. He checked in me and we were scared, but he smokes a lot of pot.
Right.
He smokes a lot, like every day.
Right.
And well, he did that one time and
he's the dean of students over there.
No, he doesn't come to school here in San Diego.
Amazing. and what's he do?
Well, he goes to school, but he goes to school down in Santa Monica.
At the junior college?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they make fun of San Diego State at the junior college, you know that?
He's a geography major, too, down in Santa Monica.
All right, man. Listen, Drew, stop making fun of Eva. Listen, you little tamale.
Okay, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So, we were scared, but I never got pregnant. Well, we've done it more times, and I haven't gotten pregnant either.
Were you just trying to get pregnant, or what's the deal?
No, I haven't. I don't want to get pregnant.
Well, why would you put yourself in the position where you would get pregnant?
Because I'm stupid.
Okay.
But
all right, now it's no fun when you play along.
But I'm on it. I'm honest.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Okay, but what I was, I'm like wondering, how come I haven't? I mean, I don't want to. I'm happy that I haven't.
You're lucky. You will.
Right.
Yeah, like, but he smokes a lot of pot. Does that have anything to do with it?
It could. It could impair his fertility a little bit, but not enough to make him infertile.
He's going to get you pregnant. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Do not let him get you pregnant.
You keep saying he cummed in me, guaranteed pregnancy.
Yes. Yes. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, you will get pregnant. You've got to use some kind of birth control. Please, why not? You're 18.
Okay.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Get the proper exams. Get on the pill. Let's get going.
And listen, imagine if you two had kids with college. He'd have to go to college in prison.
Why?
Because you're going to San Diego State, he's going to junior college, together, there's no lower form of education. You guys will get breed. Your kid's going to come out with the dunce cap on.
Oh, that's so mean.
The doctor's going to tell him to sit in the corner.
That's
you
mean.
Know what? It sounds very nice.
All right. You're dynamite, baby. And you're hot. That's all you got
to
worry about.
She's working at it.
That's right.
Yeah,
you're beautiful.
Listen,
I didn't even go to college, so I can't tell.
I know.
All right, bud. All right.
He says cummed all the time.
I said cummed.
Most Hispanics were pregnant in high school.
That's true.
I mean, at least I made it to college.
Fantastic.
You're culturally insensitive.
And please, don't stereotype.
I'm not.
Okay. You're not nervous going to school so close to the border?
Actually, I haven't even gone there yet.
I know, but aren't you scared, like, some border cars going to throw a big butterfly net over you and drag you back?
You know what? The other day, we were going towards down to Santa Monica and in San Clemente, I think it is. They stopped us, and they were asking all kinds of questions.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what? Do I look like a big old...
You see that? Yeah.
Fit some profile.
All right, Eva.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Clearly, when she started speaking, they figured English was not her first language.
All right, Drew, don't be mean. But really, San Diego State is not a school. It really isn't. The football program's picking up, though.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All the California State schools.
That's right.
Fresno.
Yeah, they gave the UCLA a run. Yeah. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back after this.
Love Line will be right back, so get your problems ready.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Large band, small clubs, big mystery. The Miller Genuine Draft Blind Date is back. This time, you can win a trip for two to the MGD Blind Date in San Francisco. Zone 105 will be at clubs all over the Twin Cities, so keep listening to Zone 105 for details on where to register and win. Check out our website at zone105.com, bro, for more details on where to go to enter. The MGD Blind Date from Miller Genuine Draft and Alternative Classics, Zone 105, KZNR, Lakeville, 105.1, KZNT, Cambridge, 105.3, KZNZ, Eden Prairie, 105.7. It all comes together to make Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Please, buddy.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey! Forget it. Greg?
Yes?
Yeah. You're 23. What's up?
Yes, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go.
All right, this is the question. I had a friend of mine, actually I have a friend of mine, that referred me to a website to buy a product for a... cleansing my girlfriend after we have sex.
Cleansing?
Yes, cleansing her.
You got like a bottle brush?
I've never seen the product before up until I was told about it. I went. It's at
www.com.
And it's sort of like a squirt bottle. Uh-huh. It's a pouch with a...
it's called a Boda bag.
Spout
it's
on it.
It's called an enema bag. It's a douche bag.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Was it the douche bag or the douche nozzle?
I don't know. It's called Portafresh. It's called
a douche bag with nozzle.
It's called Portafresh?
Right.
It's a douche, so what's the question?
Right.
So the question to Dr. Drew is that... is
you
it...
know what I call a milk carton? Lactitote. Portafresh, all right. Or douche bag.
It's a pouch with a plastic spout on it.
Right.
And I was wondering, you know, is this something that we should be using?
For what?
Well, you know, after we have sex.
To do what?
To cleanse her out.
Well, why does she need cleansing? Humans have gotten along fine for many thousands of years without cleansing.
Well, I'm like infertile. And well, so we don't have protected sex.
Why are you infertile?
Well, I, you know, had some condition called acromegaly.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
What was that?
It's a growth hormone.
Right.
Pituitary.
Elevated growth hormone.
And it's what Andre the Giant had. It happened before he grew up, so he gets gigantism.
So what do you got, Greg?
He has acromegaly, which means you get thickened brow and thickened hands.
Right, but it's been cured.
Oh, really?
Yes, it has.
It's pretty easy to cure these days, but how did that render you infertile?
Well, I'm assuming that's what caused it, because, you know...
Did they take your pituitary out?
My endocrinologist tested my sperm levels, you know, after the surgery, and I didn't, you know, they weren't there.
All right, so wait.
All right,
you had a pituitary surgery?
Yes.
You had, what, a transphenoidal?
A transphenoidal, correct. Yeah.
You're a real doctor or just a love doctor?
And
hey, listen, Greg.
Yes.
Here's the deal. You want to cleanse your dirty semen out of her pristine vagina after you're done having sex?
Right. Is that healthy?
No.
Leave it in there. It's fine.
Too much douching is not good. A lot of douching.
I treat the vagina like a hamper. Just leave it in there.
Hey, but Greg.
Let the maid get it.
That may have been right after the surgery. Your testing may have turned back on. If they haven't turned on, you got to talk to the doctor about maybe taking some testosterone, and that would restore the sperm production. That's not right just to have no sperm.
Hey, Dave?
Yeah?
You're 29?
And he can get his girlfriend pregnant. He could.
Dave?
Yeah?
What's up there, buddy?
Hey, you guys are great. Adam, you're hilarious.
Thank you.
Drew, I have a lot of respect for you. So I hope you can restore, you know, some worth to the last 2 hours of my life that I've spent trying to get out of here.
All right.
So I've got three kids, married 11 years. The youngest one is four. will be 5 in December. She had a tubal ligation at the end of that.
Well, I got a big fart coming up.
Oh, my. Is that not David to after this?
That was gas.
Now, here's the deal.
Hold on a second. Let's see if I can get some of this. Yeah. No, no punch. No punch.
Yeah,
that's what the sound of train makes when I pulled up to the stage. All right, tubal ligation.
After the five-year-old.
Okay, and so now, so we've been, you know, going like rabbits ever since. Caution of the wind. Now it looks very seriously like she's pregnant.
What procedure did she have done, do you know?
As far as, I guess you're saying there's different types of tubals?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he described it like this. I cut an inch out, and I tied it, you know, I looped it back and tied it really good.
Tubal ligation is when the egg gets fertilized inside the tube?
No, it's when they, you know, cut out a section of the fallopian tube leading from the ovaries down to the uterus.
You think of a tubal pregnancy. This tubal ligation, this is in, renders her infertile.
So you do it intentionally,
yeah,
as a means of
operation.
It's an alternative to the vasectomy.
Usually they cut, tie, and burn.
Do you have to have a tubal? When you have that ectopic pregnancy, how do they fix that?
They can repair the tube. They can take it out if they get it early enough. It just swells in the tube.
I don't know why I'm connecting the two.
Yeah, that's a...
What would they do to fix that?
Stopingectomy.
Ah, fantastic.
Stopingectomy.
All right, anyway, Dave.
Well, let me add just one little thing. She's... you know, we've been through this three times. I know that the breasts change, and she's getting hard right in the lower abdomen. You know, her belly's starting to really firm up. It's only been a couple weeks she's late, but she has been taking these over-the-counter, like, hormonal, totally natural, it's all saw palmetto, whatever. Is there any chance that this herbal thing that she's taking is causing this imbalance in her hormonal thing?
Sure, of course. There's some very potent plant estrogens you can get your hands on out there, and probably some progesterone agents. But obviously she needs a pregnancy test. The pregnancy test would not be affected by those hormones, those herbal supplements. But the point you're sort of grappling with is whether or not somebody can get pregnant after a tubal ligation, which they can.
Right, but it's
the tubes reopen again. Your body wants to be in its native state. It fights like hell.
All right, but what are the chances? What's the difference between a vasectomy and a tubal ligation in terms of the chance of you getting someone pregnant or your system getting up and running again? Do you have any idea?
I believe it's about the same, and it's both very rare. That happens.
Wayne?
Yes.
You're 19. What's up?
Okay. About a year ago, I went down to U of A. In Tucson?
Yep, we've been there.
And I didn't do too good.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't funk out or anything, but my parents wanted me to come home and live at home again, up in Phoenix.
You should try San Diego State.
It was a triumph.
Valedictorian Victorian over there.
No, I had a 1490. I'm pretty good on my SAT.
All right, man. Well, what happened down in
So I moved back home, and I'm going to DeVry right now.
Right.
And,
What are you learning to DeVry? To work on computers?
Yeah, I want to be a computer programmer.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to learn to work in a doctor's world when I was your age.
And,
Remember those commercials?
Yes.
I was at the Jack Tiana School of Bartending. Go ahead, Wayne.
So they've been being really tough on me.
Your parents have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much pot are you smoking?
Not a lot.
How much every day?
Oh, none every day.
How many bales a week?
Oh, no comparison there.
Okay. Are you smoking a little bit?
Yeah.
You're smoking a lot.
You're smoking a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Did you slow down recently or something?
No, not really. I mean, I just once in a while down at U of A, but haven't since I've been home.
How long have you been home for?
A good 4 weeks.
You haven't smoked pot once since being home?
No.
Really?
Really.
Quaaludes?
But you start to get, if you were smoking regularly down there and stopped suddenly, you can get really depressed.
Well, I'm not depressed or anything. It's just that they don't want me to, like, do anything at all. They won't let me go out at night or anything.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to convince them to, like, go to a psychiatrist.
For them to go to a psychiatrist?
For everybody to go.
Yeah, just so we could, figure something out.
All right. Well, listen, here's the question.
Good plan.
All right, but here's the deal. Wayne?
Yeah.
Let me explain something. I got in a big argument with my mom about 3 or 4 days ago, okay?
Uh-huh.
And
about what?
Oh, because once a year my mom wants me to do some construction job over at her house, and I tell her to do something about it, and I'll pay for it, and blah, 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 and she never does anything about it. So I finally got tired of her asking me about it, so I just told her, shut up. And she got all pissed off. But here's the deal, Wayne. I realized something very important. Your parents don't change much. They really don't. Drew, your dad's still cheap, right?
Yeah.
Your mom still get drunk, talk your ear off? Okay. They don't change. And so here's what you got to do. Avoid them. You understand? Get out of the house.
Yeah, move out.
Move out. You're 19. You get a job. You get an apartment with a couple of buddies. You move out.
But here's a kid that's got tons of potential. He gets 14, 30.
He does.
Crazy. Something's wrong. Something's messed up. And the parents are trying to do the parenting job. Yeah. Now he gets a rhyme. Something has gone derailed. Something's gone off target here.
Yeah.
And I suspect he's smoking a lot of pot. Or doing something, or done some drugs that have affected
him. Like he's smoking some weed.
Yeah, ecstasy. We're gonna see a crap load of kids that are derailed from ecstasy.
Well, listen.
Let's just ask him. Just if he did a lot of ecstasy.
Yeah. Right, now who's high? You can't even find a phone.
Hey, Wayne?
Yeah.
Did you do a lot of ecstasy when you were down there?
Not a lot.
What's not a lot?
I've done it once or twice.
Yeah. LSD?
No.
Never?
No drugs. Just a little weed.
Yep.
All right.
Are you being completely honest with us?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Move out of the house.
Yeah.
That's it. Everyone who's over 17 and doesn't like their parents, move out. And those of you who say you can't afford it, you can afford it. You do what I did. Get a nice one bedroom in North Hollywood with three buddies. Everyone pays, I think we all paid, I think it was like $1.85. Seriously. We had a one bedroom, it was like $3.75, and three people living in it. You know, rent was $125 a month or something. But I got the futon with the wheeze. Yeah, score. He was little.
You slept with him on
You're
the same
gay.
Futon?
We slept together on the same
it's
futon.
Like Abraham Lincoln.
For 2 years.
When the history
we had,
written,
apartment with three walls.
When the history is written, they're going to say, you see, he was gay. Slept in the same bed with a man. Like they say about Abraham Lincoln.
I had to write on a shovel. We didn't have paper. Christine?
Yeah.
Flathead. You're 16. What's up?
That's your desk.
That's my desk, yes. I had a shovel for a desk. That's right.
About, I don't know, 6 months ago or something, my boyfriend, well, he's not my boyfriend anymore, but he ate me out and or went down on me or whatever you guys call it. And he said that it tasted really bad, and I don't know, you know, I don't think that's normal.
Yeah,
tasty.
Right. It's not normal for him to say something like that, or not normal for you actually to have an abnormal taste?
Yeah, for me to have an abnormal taste. I mean,
well, abnormal taste is usually associated with abnormal smell, and abnormal smell is associated with an infection. So you might want to see your doctor to see if there is some kind of vaginal infection there.
And listen, it's day-to-day with the vagina. You never know. You're spinning a roulette wheel. I mean, seriously, I would liken... let's liken the vagina to the underside of my nads. Okay?
No, but the vagina is far more sensitive.
Oh.
You never know what you're going to find. I agree with that.
Here's my point. You catch me coming out of the shower, you're in decent to mediocre shape. You catch me coming home from swinging a hammer for 8 hours and yelling at Latino guys, and you're going to be in for a world of hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Same nuts, different day. Right, Drew?
Right, Adam.
Like, remember when we were in the Cincinnati airport and you were eating me out? I'd been drinking. I ordered the veal on the plane, and it just wasn't a good day.
It was a cheesesteak.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break when we come back. It's going to be Christine, 16. Just talked to her. That's a Kiss song. All right, we'll talk to Tara. Surprise caller after this.
Love Line, Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
For the best diamond value in Minnesota, check out the featured prices at SpenceDiamonds.com. Then visit us at our Roseville or Bloomington showrooms. I'm Doug Spence, and at Spence Diamonds, you'll see the largest selection of engagement ring designs in the state, and you'll find far better prices than anywhere else for similar diamonds. That's because we can do things other jewelers can't. At Spence Diamonds, our in-house diamond cutting and ring manufacturing and our overseas importing division eliminate several middlemen. Traditional jewelers buy from those wholesalers. That's why it's so hard for them to match our prices. At Spence Diamonds, with fewer middlemen to pay, we can offer better value than anyone else. See our featured diamond prices online at SpenceDiamonds.com, then visit our stores in Roseville or Bloomington and save money on quality diamonds.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Reach Out and Read is a community partnership among schools, businesses, and citizens within seven cities in the northwestern suburbs. The goal is to improve student achievement, increase reading frequency, and build literacy and reading skills for people of all ages. The Readathon kickoff event for Reach Out and Read starts Sunday, September 17th and continues until 6 p.m. on Monday the 18th at the Robbinsdale Cooper High School football field. People of all ages are invited to attend and read. Join the celebrity readers who will be promoting literacy. Call 763-493-2802 extension 124 for info.
The Bridge for Runaway Youth is a community resource that was founded in 1970. They provide the only 24-hour emergency shelter for youth that is easily accessible without waiting lists or fees. The Bridge has reconnected young people with family, school, and community. They've strengthened families at risk of separation while preventing homelessness. Celebrate their 30th anniversary on October 5th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Bridge location in Minneapolis. For details on the event and for all of their program services, call 612-377-8800.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Blur is releasing the 18-song album Blur, the Best of, October 30th in the UK, but there's no word on when the collection will be released in the States. The only new song on the album is the last track, Music is My Radar. Other tracks on the album include Beetlebum, Song 2, There's No Other Way, The Universal, Coffee and TV, Park Life, and End of a Century. The Zone Files from Megabit Services from Quest Communications and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
Good.
Huh?
That's all part of moving forward, though.
Yeah, maybe. We're just having a little conversation off the air. Nothing to do with you guys at home. Oh, no, forget about that. Let's hop back on the phones and speak to Tara, who's 18. Go on. Tara.
Yeah?
What's up?
I don't know how to start. Basically, I broke up with one of my boyfriends a little while back.
One of your boyfriends?
I've had quite a few. Like, I started dating really young.
How old?
Seventh grade.
12.
That's young.
Yeah, but that's yeah. How old was the guy?
Just the same age.
12?
I basically, been dating a lot, but I started having sex when I turned 18.
That's when you started having sex?
Yeah.
You're 18 now?
I'm 18 now.
Okay.
And, but after we broke up, I cheated on him with someone that worked with me.
How long had you been with the guy, the first guy?
We hadn't been together very long.
Wait a minute. After you broke up, you cheated on him?
No, well, when...
Just before.
But just before I broke up with him.
Yeah.
But, since then, I've been having sex with a lot of different guys.
How many?
I'd say at least six.
Okay.
You mean at the same time?
No, not at the same time.
Well, I mean, not at the same time, not on the same night, but...
I've had sex with three different guys in the past 3 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Am I one of them?
No. No, one of them, no.
Right. Close.
What's been happening with you? What do you think?
I graduated high school. I just decided to take a semester off.
And go slutting?
No.
Feeling depressed?
Not really. A little. I don't, depression runs in my family, so I'm really paranoid about it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just
Are you drinking or doing drugs?
Generally, I don't.
Do you like any of these guys?
I'm attracted to them. I'm attracted to them initially, and I never plan on having sex with them.
Right.
I'm going
to... But to answer my question again, were you drinking or doing drugs?
No.
Not at all, when you had these sexual encounters?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Are you not on medication?
No.
All right. Well, knock it off.
Is there anything else you might be sort of trying to cope with by...
My parents are getting a divorce.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. My parents got divorced, and I went out. I went on a sex rampage. Yeah, and then 11 years later, I got laid. It was great.
Nah, it's just like I feel basically like I'm turning into a slut. I haven't told anyone.
All right. Well, listen. Let me explain something. I was just thinking about this tonight. Strength breeds strength, and weakness breeds weakness.
It's momentum.
And momentum. And the more guys you sleep with, the more guys you're going to sleep with.
The worse you feel, the more shame you feel, the more you need to deal with that shame.
And it's just the less you have to lose. You know, it's why when people go off the wagon, they go hard.
Yeah.
It's like, screw it. I did a line of coke. I'm doing an 8-ball. I'm staying up all night. I mean, that's it. I mean, I'm done. And each line, you get a little bit deeper into it. And each guy, you get a little deeper into it. So here's what you do. Just stop. If you don't feel good about yourself, stop. And start gaining some strength.
And also start dealing with what the real issue is. You're losing your family.
Yeah, well, losing. She's 18.
But she still feels this.
Will?
Yeah, what's happening?
You're 22. What's up?
Okay. I think you guys are great.
Fantastic.
Let's see. Basically, I stopped smoking pot about 9 months ago. But I smoked before that. I smoked pot for 7 years straight.
Every day?
Pretty much. Pretty much every day, and it was really potent stuff, too.
Wow.
So my question is,
You sound remarkably intact.
Yeah.
What's that?
You sound remarkably intact.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm calling, because I don't feel remarkably intact.
Where are you going, San Diego State?
No, I'm going to look at JC. Uh-huh. I'm actually, I'm surprised I'm doing well, but, I have massive headaches and fatigue, and I'm still really confused.
That's the depression that comes up. That's all pot. Especially when you started before the age of 15, there's actually evidence that you might even cause a little brain damage with
I did acid when I was 13.
The mood disturbance, that you're going to have long, probably your mood problems your whole life. And actually the first 6 months of being off pot is when this stuff is usually the most intense.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's the way I look at your brain, Will.
Okay.
It ain't at full capacity.
Yeah, it isn't.
But your brain is bigger and stronger than most brains. So even your brain at full capacity. Remember that chick who called from San Diego State?
Yeah, and the one before that.
Yeah, when she's running on high octane and running 110%.
Right.
Your brain could kick her ass at 45%.
Yeah. Well, I feel like there's so much out there that I just can't reach.
Oh.
In my brain, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I see it and I just can't articulate it.
Yeah. Okay.
And you would have been able to take
that back.
Yeah.
The point is you're a smart guy, but you've fogged yourself over a little bit.
Pretty much.
I suggest you see a psychiatrist who's used to dealing with people with substance problems. It may be largely a issue of the chemicals that are responsible for mood, and by raising those chemicals, sometimes the concentration and memory will improve.
Yeah. Lewis.
Hello.
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, nothing much, Everything's cool. Well, not really. I've been kind of masturbating lately, and, it's not a new thing for me, but I've been getting blue lately.
You've been getting blue?
Blue.
Where?
Like, my testicles. Like, they get blue.
No, they don't.
Like, they just get... I think it's because I sock them too much or something.
You sock them?
Yeah, I guess, like, I'm going to...
Masturbate?
Let's put it this way, guys.
The mason jar.
Okay. Hey, Lewis?
Uh-huh.
I'll put you back on hold for another 20 minutes, all right?
All right.
It's been on hold for 75 minutes. I don't approve of socking one's testicles, but I did wring mine like a bar rag the other day trying to get every ounce of semen out of them.
Put them through one of those wringers? You hit your nuts?
Yeah, wring them. Yeah, I put them through one of those old-style... washing ringers that they used to, like in the cartoon when the guy would get sucked into it and he'd come out one-dimensional.
Flat.
Or two-dimensional. What is that, two-dimensional?
Two.
Yeah. What's one-dimensional? Is there anything? Could you make a one-dimensional drawing? You can't do it, can you?
Up or down. It can't be both.
Right, it can't be. It can just be...
I confused you or just myself? There's three-dimensional drawing, right?
Right.
And there's two-dimensional drawing.
It's height and width. And if you just have height, then it's one-dimensional. If you just have width, then it's one-dimensional.
So it's height and width. So
those are the two dimensions.
Can you make a drawing with just width?
Yeah, but it would be one-dimensional.
Yeah, you make a one-dimensional drawing?
But it would just be a line. It's not
a line. You only have a line.
Yeah. Could you put an arrow on the end of it to illustrate width?
No, because that'd be high.
That'd be high? Oh, because that would move up? Okay, so... All right.
It's so Thursday.
I get it high and think about this. Eric?
Yes.
You're 36.
Yeah, it's one-dimensional. Line is one-dimensional.
Right. And you can't add anything to that line.
That's right.
What if the line's not perfectly straight, but it curves a little bit?
Oh, it's two-dimensional.
That's two-dimensional?
Then it's a non-Euclidean line.
So the only one-dimensional drawing is just a straight line.
That's correct.
But it can keep going as long as you want it.
Horizontal or vertical, but nothing in between.
Okay, what about diagonal?
Yeah, it could be that, too.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Because that's kind of going two directions.
No,
that's
kind of
going horizontal and vertical.
Just think about axes on a graph.
What graph? Listen, I took high school math. I never even took algebra.
All right, let's go.
What's up, Eric?
This is a medical question.
Yeah.
And I have a son who is 13 months.
Yeah.
And he had a, he's not circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a redness around the foreskin.
Mm.
And it looks like there's almost a couple of lesions.
Mm.
Or small, they look like cuts, like a razor cut almost.
Does it seem to hurt him?
Pardon?
Does it hurt him?
No, it doesn't bother him. And we just noticed it today. My wife noticed it. And she has herpes. And they told us when we gave birth, we went over this a lot, when we decided to have a kid. And we asked if we were supposed to have a cesarean, to prevent him from getting
right.
it. And she has a very mild case. It only comes up... It comes up very seldom.
Right.
But I was just concerned that it might be...
What did they tell you about cesarean?
They said no. The only risk was if she was having an outbreak.
Right. If you're not having an active outbreak, you can...
So she wasn't having an outbreak.
Why would herpes and him sort of end up on his genitalia?
I was going to say, wouldn't he just have a pinstripe, one-dimensional?
Yeah, he gets in his eyes.
Right,
gets
it
all...
asking you.
No. But I'm telling you, he sits in a wet diaper all day and he's uncircumcised. He rubs up against that. He breaks down.
Right.
You got to get some Vesipin or something on there.
Yeah. But I understand you're predisposed to herpes.
Yeah, as you're thinking herpes all the time.
You're casting herpes upon your young son's Johnson. How dare you? How dare you?
I'll take a break.
Hello. This is your radio.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105. Zone 105. With 20 years of alternative classics all on one station. Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Key high, baby. Aishidoshi. All right, that is it. We are done with another fabulous Love Line week. I want to thank Danielle for just being the sunshine of my life. Brings coffee. Does a great job on the phone. Just a ray of sunshine in here. I also want to thank Engineer Anderson. He's doing a wonderful job on the boards and seems almost a clairvoyant when he puts those fabulous drops in. So, and of course, producer Ann, who I haven't seen all week, but she did an excellent job anyway. So until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Well, I was wondering, what's more
This has been Love Life. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Love Line is Ann Wilkins Engel. Love Line is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment. Zone 105.
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight. I'm not gonna lie.
alternative classic Zone 105 and music from the Toadies. Good morning, it's Ben. Hope you had a great weekend. We had something over here at Zone 105 called an 80s Resurrection Weekend, which meant, if you didn't notice, we played a whole lot of 80s songs, and we played a whole lot of goofy ones, too. Now that I know what the goofy ones are, where they are, where the CDs are, I'm going to play some goofy music myself. If you heard some cool, goofy 80s music that you'd like to hear right now on Zone 105, you can always give me a call at 989-9105. So far, what I've got lined up, I've got some very special Big Audio Dynamite, also Billy Idol, brand new Oasis, and right now it's Herbie Hancock on Zone 105.
case you need a name to complain about later.
I have had enough of your poop.
You're listening to Bad on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Taste every potion, cause if you like yourself a lot, go let it out, go let it in, and go let it out. Not just control, just in the most peculiar way. With the psychosis, don't got a lot to say.
Classic Zone 105 and the latest from Oasis, that's Go Let It Out, after the brand new album Standing on the Shoulder of Giants. It's a cool CD, check it out. Plus when they toured they had Travis open for them. Just shows how cool they are. Before that, heard from Herbie Hancock, and now that I've played Herbie Hancock on Zone 105, it's like there's like no more music to play, you know, just kind of ended the whole thing. Oh, wait, no. No, it didn't. I got plenty of music this hour. I've got Plastique Bertrand, French music, also Fastball, any request, 989-9105. Right now, it's a special longer version of Big Audio Dynamite's Rush, on 105.
If I have my time again, I would shoot off. Fully grown, and I know where it's at. Somehow I stay thin. What a sky to pass. All the chances that I've flown, and the times that I've been down. I didn't get too high, kept my feet on the ground.
That's delightful, delightful.
That's a change of atmosphere.
I wish I could sing like that. Not everything's singing, you know. The only important thing these days is rhythm and melody. Rhythm and melody.
Take you to a place far away from it all. We're gonna send you to Iceland.
Zone 105 wants to send you on an alternative classic vacation to Iceland. There, you'll get lavish hotel accommodations, access to the refreshing hot springs, and then, once you've relaxed, we're throwing in tickets to the Iceland Airwaves 2000 Music Festival. Just email, fax, or send us a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists, and Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will pick a winner at random. The Iceland Airwaves 2000 Music Festival from Iceland Air and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.